The following is a presentation of Remnant.
Hi, this is Jerry from Remnant. Let's be honest, this life can be hectic, draining, and downright confusing. My hope is that by listening to this message, your life can be impacted by God's great love for you, and His love will give you wisdom, courage, and strength. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to a message from Pastor Jerry Godsey.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Jerry Godsey Studios here in lovely Yuma, Arizona. Let's get started here. Today's message is Creator of Heaven and Earth. Now remember, we're going through the Apostles' Creed, and this is the next part of it. So, buckle up. This is a good one. All right, let's pray. Father, thanks. We love you, God. You're so good to us. Father, I pray that you'll speak to our hearts now. Lord, let my words be your words. And Father, bless us. Thanks, God. Ask it in your name. Amen. So, let's start with a question. Have you ever tried to put together something without reading the instructions? Now, I told you about my grandfather and I, and how he... playing with my stuff here. He had the lawnmower that was spread all out, said he didn't need the instructions. Well, he did need the instructions because he couldn't figure out what he was doing. But think about it. You open the box, you look at the pieces, and you say, you know what? I don't need instructions. I'm a man. I've got instincts. 30 minutes later, you got extra screws, a shelf that leans slightly to the left, and something looks nothing like the picture on the box. And then reluctantly, you obey the instructions. Here's the truth. Things work best when you understand who made them. Same is true of life. If you want to understand life, you have to understand the one who made it. So, let's go back to our creed. I believe in God the Father of the Almighty. God the Father of the Almighty. Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And again, the Catholic is the universal church, not the Roman Catholic Church. So we're going to focus in today on I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Here we go. God is the creator of everything. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Notice it's not in the beginning, matter just appeared, or in the beginning, things randomly organized themselves. The Bible starts with God. Everything exists, because God made it. The universe is not an accident. No matter what scientists will try to tell you, or, you know, these people that are so dogmatic in their ideas about evolution, no matter what they say, nothing exists. The universe is not an accident. Nothing exists without God. Life is not random, and you're not here by choice. Little boy asked his dad once, who made the stars? Dad said, well, God did. Kid said, well, who made the mountains? God did. Then he asked, who made my little sister? Dad said, God did. The boy paused and said, well, his work's kind of slacking off. That's funny, but it points to something true. God didn't just make the big things. He created everything. Look at Colossians 1. For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. Everything. That includes galaxies and mountains, oceans, and you. God created you, as well as all this big stuff. He also created you. Now, the next thing we need to know is that creation reveals God. Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship." I love that last part. The skies display his craftsmanship. Creation is not silence about the existence of God. Creation is constantly speaking to us. What's it say? It says that God is powerful. God is creative. And God is intentional. I've said for years that I love the idea that the same God who made daisies and roses and little tiny, you know, field mice, also made sharks and orcas. Got these cute little things over here, and then you've got just these big monsters of the deep that all they do is swim around and kill things and make babies. It's all they do. But God created all of that. Have you ever had a chance to just sit somewhere and take it all in? One of the great things about traveling was in the evenings I could sit, or in the mornings I could sit with a cup of coffee, and I looked out over some of the most beautiful scenery on the East Coast. Seeing the sun rise everywhere from Florida all the way up to Maine, and it's just gorgeous. Then in the evening, watching it go back down, the quiet sky, the night sky, the stars, it's gorgeous. To me, it's impossible to look up and think, well, this all just happened. There had to be an intelligent creator behind all of this. Creation feels like a message because it is. Nobody walks into a house and says, wow, this drywall just evolved over time. No, you know someone built it. I love cars. So when I see a nice classic car that's all built up, beautiful interior, nice motor, I don't look at it and say, wow, that just evolved. You know, it was sitting in a lot one day, and then all of a sudden things just started happening to it, and wow, look at it now. See, to me, that takes more faith than believing a God. That you could believe that all these random things just happened to perfectly make our planet, to support the life on it, all these things, and then think that, well, it just happened on its own. It's ridiculous. Romans 1:20 says, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Though through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power, and a divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God." Creation points to a creator. I think that last part is mine. Creation points to a creator. So, next thing you need to know. So, we've got all this established, right? God created everything, including you. He put all these things together. Okay, great. Well, here's what comes to you. You were created on purpose. This is where it gets personal. It's one thing to say God created the universe. It's another thing to realize that he created you. You ever wonder why? Sorry, there wasn't as much water in there as I thought. Look at Genesis 1:27. "So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." You're not just another part of creation. There's all the mountains, the galaxies, and the animals and stuff. And all of them are great. But none of them were made in God's image. You are made in the image of God. Let that sink in for a minute. You're made in the image of God. Now, what that means is that you have value. you're not just some lump of flesh just peddling around. You've got value. Why? Because you're in the image of God. Not only do you have value, you have purpose. There's a reason for you to be here. Third, you have meaning. Imagine finding just a random thing in the junk drawer. You don't know what it is. So what do? You try to figure out what it was made for. You hold it up in front of your camera and let Google look at it. Google, what the heck is this? Oh, it's a thingamajig. See, because purpose is always connected to the Creator. Why were you created in God's image? For Him. Created for Him. The key truth here is that God created you. If God created you, then He defines your purpose. Not culture, not social media, not your past, not other people. God does. Now, you need to find your meaning. You need to find your why. Why am I here? If all of this is true, God made me in His own image, and we believe it is, then why? Why am I here? See, life only makes sense when you know the Creator. All these people wandering around trying to find purpose in their lives. If they don't know God, they'll never find it fully. Here's where people struggle today. We live in a world that says, you create your own meaning. You define your own reality. Live your truth. That sounds nice until you try to live it. Because if there's no Creator, there's no objective purpose, no ultimate meaning, no reason that anything matters. It's like taking a toaster and saying, I'm going to use this as a hairdryer. You could try, but it's not going to end very well. Imagine holding a toaster up to your head. Why won't a toaster work as a hairdryer? Because that's not what it was made for. If God is Creator, we don't define ourselves. We discover who He made us to be. Some of us are so busy trying to figure things out on our own, we forget all about the fact that God loves us and He has a purpose for us. What is your purpose? What does God want you to be and do? When I was a kid, I wanted to play professional baseball in the fall, or the spring, and then across the summer. And then I wanted to play professional football in the fall. Well, eventually the curve caught up with me and I couldn't hit it very well. And my knees caught up with me in football. So I had to find another purpose. I was going to be an actor. And I did dramas in high school and college. And eventually all of that just dried away too. I knew deep down what my purpose was. I knew God called me to preach. I just didn't want to do it. So I kept putting it off, kept putting it off. And life got increasingly less fulfilling. So here I am, 67 years old, sitting in Yuma, Arizona, in a mobile home that I bought, teaching a Bible study that I'm going to upload to a YouTube channel. Why? Because that's the purpose God made me for. I believe that. I'm at most peace. I'm most fulfilled when I'm teaching God's word. It could be an online Bible study. It could be preaching in a church. It doesn't matter. I'm finishing up my one-year devotional, and there's one of the devotionals coming up and says, I gotta preach. I gotta teach. Why? Because it burns in my bones. That's who God made me. Find your why. Find what God wants you to be and do. Next thing, creation leads to worship. When you understand God as Creator, the next natural response is worship. Psalm 95, verse 6, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our, oh, what's that word? maker. Think about the difference between looking at a painting and meeting the artist. Creation is the painting. God's the artist. And when you recognize the artist, you respond with awe. Sometimes we get so busy, we rush through life, we stop noticing creation. When's the last time, like I said earlier, when's the last time you stopped and looked at a sunset? Or just marveled in the birds sitting outside your house singing? I was sitting outside the other day working on some stuff, and I heard the birds. There's a palm tree right outside my house, and they're singing. They're singing outside in the tree. And I just put everything down for a minute and just stopped and listened. It was beautiful. No composer in the world could make a song that was that relaxing, but God did. So here's a simple challenge. This week, pause, look around, and notice something God made. Just take a minute. You've got time. Maybe you miss 10 minutes of a TV show tonight. Maybe you miss all of it. Won't kill you, I guarantee it. Take a moment, sit back, and just notice something God made. Could be yourself. Could be your hands. Think about the marvels of your hands. All the musculature and the bones and the joints and all the things that work together so that you can pick things up. The opposable thumbs that put you above most of the animal kingdom. Well, all of it, but you know, some monkeys and stuff have opposable thumbs as well. Think about all these great things and just notice it and let it remind you that God is the creator. Don't get so caught up in life that you forget to stop and look at the big picture every now and then. Next thing you need to know is the creator is still in control. That's the part we forget a lot. We think about God as sending Jesus to be our Savior. We think about God as someone we pray to. But God didn't just create the world and then walk away. He's still around. He's still in control. Look at Hebrews 1. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. And He sustains everything by the mighty power of His command. When He had cleansed us from our sins, He sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. Still there. Look at this. This means that God is not absent. He's actively sustaining everything. Whoops. Actively sustaining everything. Some people think God created the world like winding up a clock and then letting it run. Right? Somewhere in the heavens, He just, okay, put it on the mantle and then just sat and watched the time go by on it. No. The Bible says He's not just the starter of creation, He's the sustainer of it. The same God who created the universe is involved in your life right now. The reason you're sitting here on a Wednesday or whenever you listen to this, the same reason that you're doing that is because God created you and He's got a purpose for you and He wants this to be part of the impact on your life. And that's not to build me up. I'm just the garden hose that it goes through. It comes from God and goes to you. He's involved in your life right now. God has never said, like I said last week, God has never said, wow, I didn't see that coming. Nothing surprises Him. Nothing catches Him off guard. Nothing. We're coaching baseball, and Critter was my catcher. And the kid hit a ball that landed right. There was a kid at third base. Kid hit a ball that kind of spun in the dirt above Critter. So we're going, chase the runner at third back, Critter. Chase the runner at third back. Well, Critter doesn't listen. He didn't listen then. So he threw it. He ran and tagged the kid that was running first base because he had tripped coming out of the box. Critter ran over and tagged him, and then ran toward the kid at third base. So he had to go back to third base. And Nando Gutierrez and I were coaching together. Nando and I looked at each other and said, "You know, or you can do that." God's never shouted the wrong instructions from the dugout. He knew exactly what to do. So, let's bring it all together. I stumbled through that whole thing. Sorry about that. Let's bring it all together. Let's go back and connect it back to the creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. This means he made everything, he sustains everything, he rules over everything, and he made you on purpose. I told you to think back about the big picture, but also take a minute this week and stop and just examine what God's doing in your life. Where did you start your walk with Christ? And where are you now? Hopefully you're further down the road. It could be that maybe you were further down the road and kind of went back. That's okay. God allows U-turns. It's important that you recognize where you are spiritually. And you need to do that on a daily basis. How am I doing, God? I want to be like you, Father. Take any part of me that doesn't exist. Doesn't need to be here. Man once bought an expensive piece of equipment. It wasn't working right. He tried everything. He adjusted it. He restarted it. He even hit it a couple of times because, as every man knows, that always helps. Not necessarily. Finally, he called the manufacturer. The technician came out, looked at it for a moment. He made one small adjustment, and everything worked perfectly. The man asked, "How did you know what to do?" The technician replied, "I designed it." When something doesn't work, you go back to the designer. When life feels confusing, when things feel off, when you're not sure what your purpose is, you go back to the Creator. So this week, remember, you're not random. You're not an accident. You're not here by choice. You were created intentionally by God. Do me a favor. Now, if you're at work watching this, you might need to speak slowly, quietly. That last line, say it. I was created intentionally by God. Jerry Godsey, grumpy old man, bald-headed dude, I was created intentionally by God. You were created intentionally by God. Your life will make the most sense when it's lived in relationship with the designer, the creator, our Father God. That's heavy. That's heavy. Because once we line up that God's our creator and that he's still active in our lives, now it becomes incumbent upon us to fulfill his purpose in our lives. All right, let's do some discussion questions. Don't you love these? They make you think. How does believing God is our creator change the way you view your life? Where do you see evidence of God in creation? How does our culture try to redefine purpose apart from God? And man, that is a big one. And while you're on that, ask yourself, am I falling into the culture's redefinition of God? God is loving. Yeah, he is. He's also just. Which means that if you mess up, you may have problems. Finally, what does it mean for you personally to live according to God's design? It's a great question. What does it mean to you personally to live according to God's design? Are you fulfilling the purpose He put you on this planet for? Are you growing in Him? If not, why not? What is hindering you? What is keeping you from being who and what God wanted you to be? And whatever it is, maybe time to get rid of it. All right. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. We love you, Lord. And it's so amazing to me that you created us and that you care for us and you work in our little internal bodies and our minds and our hearts and our spirits. God, we're not just a chess piece on the board. We are created in your image. Thank you, Father. Thank you. God, make us aware of you in increasing ways this week. Make us aware of the purpose you called us to be and do. Thanks, God. We ask it in your name. Amen. Next week. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Savior and Lord. Wow. It's going to be good. Okay? Looking forward to it. God bless you, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to a presentation of Remnant. For more information, visit us online at remnantchurchiv.com. You built a mighty fortress till